The college experience, Creighton Blue Jays against the Gonzaga Bulldogs, Sweet 16 college basketball preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at winbet.com. That's WYNNbet.com, and download the app today. We're also brought to you by Odds Crowd. Odds Crowd's $8,000 March Madness contest is heating up. Don't forget to enter your picks and see all their free contests. Download their app today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is your home to free daily video picks from SGPN. It's like YouTube for sports betting. Make sure to subscribe to our profile at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. Follow the PicksWise Capper contest at PicksWise.com for free picks and analysis throughout the NCAA tournament from the likes of John Rothstein, Rashad Phillips, and Jeff Nadeau. See which expert is trending hot as they battle it out for a winner takes all $10,000 prize over at PicksWise.com. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge operates like a stock exchange for the sports world. Pick the teams you like and have someone else buy the other side. Sign up at BetterEdge.com. Promo code SGP for a free $10 play. That's BetterEdge, BETTOR Edge.com. Promo code SGP. Welcome to the college experience. Creighton Blue Jays against the Gonzaga Bulldogs. College basketball, Sweet 16 preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And we are picking a dandy here to, Creighton used to be a mid-major, used to be in the Missouri Valley. Trying to get, this is their first Sweet 16 in some time. And then they're trying to get to the Elite Eight, which would be the furthest the school has been in quite a long time. I want to say since 1974. All right. This is Gonzaga's sixth straight Sweet 16, by the way, six straight, but Creighton has not made it this far since 1974. Oh man, that's a long time ago. So let's get the Dundee music. Why should you be excited for this game? I got you right here. Get that Dundee music playing. Look, it's the Gonzaga Bulldogs. This is Mark Few's time. They've been to the NCAA championship, but they've never won a championship. They've been great for 30 years, 40 years since the days of John Stockton. This is their opportunity. People don't think they're worthy. They play in the WCC. They don't play anybody good. This is their time. And then you got the Creighton Bulldogs. Yes, they've had a crazy regular season. McDermott said some terrible things. Players got offended. He got suspended. Assistant coach Terrence Rencher goes to bat for his head coach, saying he's never seen anything racist from him. So maybe the team, you know, uses this adversity, comes together, and now they've gotten the furthest they've been since 1974 with the Elite Eight looming. Could they perhaps dial an upset? They got five starters that average double digits that are well experienced. And Gonzaga, yes, they're experienced, but they also have some youth. So maybe the Blue Jays are thinking they can knock off the Almighty Zags and one of the biggest and have one of the biggest upsets in tournament history. I mean, if that isn't compelling enough for you, I mean, I could just sit there and listen to that fucking Crocodile Dundee music all day, because it's fantastic. But this game is even more fantastic. And I really think, you know what, last time I checked, Gonzaga projected three players selected in the first round of the NBA draft. That was a mock draft, of course, but Corey Kispert, Drew Timmy, Jalen Suggs, they have so many key players, Nebhard, the Florida transfer, they're just so loaded. How do you bet against them? How do you bet against them? But hey, you know, Creighton is a team that I think coming into the season, everyone was high on. They've had highs and lows, obviously locker room issues, but perhaps they've put all that behind them to rally. But Creighton's got a very experienced team, and they have five guys that average double digits. Three guards in Mitch Balick, Marcus Zegrakowski, and Denzel Mahoney. Those guys are going to have to match. I mean, I just expect them. They're going to have the game, the best game of the season. The best game of the season they're going to need, all right? They're going to need it right here. And I'm looking really at Zegrakowski. The guy can get hot and light it up. Shoots 42% from three, 78% from the free throw line. That matchup. Now I'm so intrigued on who they pair with who. Do they put Zegrakowski on maybe they put him on Nebhard? They're, you know, the worst scorer of the bunch for Gonzaga. Or do they go? I mean, I don't know. I'm intrigued. The best defensive player, you could make the case that Zegrakowski is their best defensive player, but I think Mahoney, for some reason, I think they're going to line up Mahoney. Shout out to Police Academy on Suggs. But I don't know. I mean, this is what's compelling about this game. And then the bigs of Kispert and Drew Timmy, these guys combined for about 40 points a game, just shy of about 39 points a game. Will the Blue Jays have enough to match that in the likes of Christian Bishop and Damian Jefferson? I mean, there's been certain games I've watched Bishop play and Jefferson play that I'm like, oh man, these guys are loaded. And then they got to step up on the defensive side of the ball. And another thing is, I mean, Creighton surprisingly really bad from the free throw line, really a bad free throw shooting team. They're not going to, if they're going to win this game, they have to have a decent day shooting from the free throw line. All right. They have to. I mean, Gonzaga's they're not an amazing free throw shooting team by any stretch, but they're better than Creighton. So I think that's a compelling angle to look at in this matchup is who wins from the free throw line, who gets to the free throw line more, who's the aggressor. And Mark Few, you have the McDermott Few matchup, which I think two proven coaches that have been, you know, good for a long time here. And you know, Gonzaga's really got a light. We loved, I think all of us loved their bracket. I didn't have them facing Creighton, but here they are facing Creighton. And I think it's a dangerous matchup for Gonzaga because Gonzaga, yeah, they destroy Norfolk State. We know Norfolk State, you know, was not that good of a team compared to the likes of Gonzaga, but then they take on Oklahoma. Oklahoma was missing one of their better players with a COVID problem. So they roll, and I guess everyone kind of expected them to roll knowing that Davion Harmon was out with COVID, their second leading scorer for the Sooners. So they've kind of gotten in a way. You could make the case kind of two bye weeks, both those teams, Norfolk State and Oklahoma without Harmon, those teams might've lost in the NIT. So here they are now. They face a team that five guys that can score, five starters in double digits, and even some of those bench players can score. This is going to be the best team that Gonzaga has faced in some time. Let me just go because I think Creighton's better than BYU. I'm going to go ahead and say this is the hardest opponent they've played since December 26th against Virginia. And I think Creighton was actually probably better than Virginia this year. So I think you can make the case that this is the best team they've played since December 2nd against West Virginia. That's a long, long time ago. Enough of a reason to be scared. I think if you're a Zags fan, despite, you know, you're looking great in that bracket, you say, hey, I got a favorable bracket, but it's been a long time. And Creighton's a team that I think is very experienced. So perhaps, you know, everyone talking Gonzaga, talking Final Four, talking national championship, Creighton's going to have a chip on their shoulder here. And hey, crazier things have happened. As you know, Gonzaga has yet to bring in a championship. They deserve to bring in a championship. Mark Few is a great coach and he deserves that championship. And perhaps it's going to be this year, but I think the keys of the game really are turnovers, but also I'm going to go ahead and highlight the Suggs matchup. It depends on who they put on Suggs. If Creighton goes with Mahoney on Suggs, I think that matchup will be the biggest matchup in the whole game. And I also think the free throw shooting is going to be huge in this one. Huge in this one. Creighton can't afford to leave points off the board. They can't afford to leave points off the board. So both these teams rebound at a decent level. So offensive rebounding, I guess you could highlight that, but really free throw line guard play normally dictate a lot of wins and losses in the NCAA tournament. These teams both shoot a similar percentage from three. If anything, Creighton's a slightly better team from three, but Creighton, the much worse free throw shooting team. But I should say that Creighton takes better care of the ball than Gonzaga. And those are stats that are based off them playing the Big East as opposed to the WCC. So I would expect Creighton to have that advantage there of taking care of the rock. Kind of makes for a compelling matchup there. I think maybe more compelling than any of us anticipated going into this tournament. So the line opened up at Gonzaga minus 13. It is now at WynnBET, still at 13 actually at WynnBET. So I see slight money going on Gonzaga, but not the line has not changed yet. So, I think you take the points here. I mean, I'm going to use several examples of this. I know Gonzaga's covered the past two games, but those were against, well, Norfolk State is Norfolk State, and then Oklahoma with the depleted roster. I think this is the first game where they actually get truly tested. Now, Gonzaga, you go far enough back, just a couple games ago in the WCC, they beat BYU by 10, right? They had other games throughout the season. Yes, they. If you look past that, okay, you know, late February, early March, they were covering machines, but none of these teams are as good as Creighton. You go back to the other BYU matchup, they win by 11, right? Then anyone else on, I'm trying to project them to be, or anyone else on that level that Creighton is at. So they played BYU three times. Two of the times were somewhat close. The first time they met, they beat BYU by 17. But once again, I think Creighton is a better team than BYU. And I mean, there was certain games where we saw Pacific was it? I think it was Pacific or Santa Clara or something. One of the teams played Gonzaga really close, but the BYU matchup stands out to me. Yes, they blew out Virginia, but I think Creighton can score so much better than Virginia. They only beat Iowa by 11. So yes, you can make the case Iowa was a better team, but I think Creighton's better. So Creighton's just a little bit better defensively than Iowa. I think that number is too big. I think that number is too big. So give me the Blue Jays to cover that. Once again, they have to shoot better from the free throw line than they traditionally do. If they're gonna steal this game at all, like I think they'll cover regardless. They just play their game that they've been playing all year. I think Creighton covers. If they really want a shot at stealing the game, which I think is possible, because I think when you have an experienced team that's this experienced and multiple scoring options, that's your biggest chance to beat Gonzaga, and this team somewhat supplies that. But I think they got to just shoot a lot better from the free throw line. And Zegrakowski, maybe he goes off from three. Someone's going to have a career game if they want to pull off the almighty upset here. But give me the Blue Jays to get it done with the points against the Bulldogs. All right, guys, if you're a first time listener to the College Experience, make sure you subscribe. We handicap every single Division I college basketball and college football game. Been doing it for 4 years now. Me, Patty C, NC Nick, my co-host. We have, been over 500 picking every game each individual season. And look, we've also been way over 500 on our locks. Give you all of that for free on a spreadsheet over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Make sure you subscribe and tell a friend. Tell a friend. I mean, come on. It's a free source of income. All right, proven. After 1 year, I get it. You could say these idiots got lucky. 4 years in, we're making you money. I don't think you can say that anymore. You could just say these idiots know what they're talking about. What else? Look, we don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks. The only thing I'm going to try to charge you for is if you get over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review, say some nice things about us. It's completely free to do that, guys. All I'm charging you is time, like 3 minutes of your fucking day. All right. So come on. Come on now. You're sitting around picking your ass. You might as well just get over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review, say some nice things about us. It means a lot. Sponsors have told us that. So please, if you do, we'd appreciate it. And as a token of our appreciation, if you do leave a 5-star review, take a screenshot, tag me at the Colby D on Twitter, and I will enter you in a fixed raffle. All right. Where you're guaranteed to win a shirt, a College Experience t-shirt. It's going to help you through life. I'm telling you, you put this shirt on, women are going to flock to you. They're just going to flock to you. Brand new shirt. You can take out that old garbage ass shirt you've been wearing. It's got a fucking spaghetti stain on it. You know, you've been wearing it for 12 years. You're not getting any ass. You can't figure out why you're not getting any ass. It's because you need a new wardrobe, and that costs money. Unless you give us a 5-star review, and then we send you a brand new t-shirt, and then you can throw that old grungy thing in the trash, step outside of your house, and women will flock to you, or men. I don't want to discriminate. Yeah, or men. If you're a woman, give you a nice brand new shirt. I'm sure you step out of the house, men are going to be interested in you. So get over to iTunes. All right. Do that. Do us a favor. All right. I'm at the Colby D on Twitter. Patty C's at Patty C831. NC Nick's at NC_NICK. Check out his writing over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Guys, he's good with the pen. All right. Check it out. And make sure you check out the Sports Gambling Podcast on Twitter at DSGP Network. And yeah, check out the Slack channel. That's a lot of fun. A lot of fun, that Slack channel. You know, if you, I guarantee you, they probably got handicapping advice on everything from your local, I don't know, fucking game of quarters going on in some house party. They'll have you covered. All right. Check out the Slack channel. A lot of fun. We're talking basketball, football, baseball, whatever, year round. All right. Even fucking table tennis. So get in there. It's a lot of fun. And all right, guys, this is the College Experience, Creighton Gonzaga style. I say take the points in the Blue Jays. Ka-ka!
The
Ka-ka!
College Experience.
You better start
Missouri
thinking
Tigers
about yours.
Against the Oklahoma Sooners. March Madness College Basketball Preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use promo code SGP when you sign up to turn $4 into $256. If the college basketball underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset, that's code SGP to turn $4 into $256 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook.